HHSC reminds providers to review emergency plans. Mega Doctor News, Austin. The Texas Health and Human Services Commission is urging healthcare facilities, childcare operators, and other providers to update their safety procedures and emergency response plans for the 2026 Atlantic hurricane season. Although the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration forecasts a below-normal Atlantic hurricane season this year, it still expects 3 to 6 hurricanes, including up to 3 major hurricanes Category 3 or higher. Preparing for hurricane season is critical to protecting the health and safety of all Texans, HHS Executive Commissioner Stephanie Muth said. A strong emergency preparedness plan helps providers respond quickly, maintain care, and support patients, residents, and staff when severe weather threatens communities. HHSC requires long-term care providers, including nursing facilities, assisted living facilities, hospices, and state-regulated group homes, to prepare regularly for natural disasters, such as hurricanes and flooding. Child care operations and acute health care facilities, including hospitals and dialysis centers, must also maintain updated plans and train staff to carry them out during a crisis. A provider's emergency plans for extreme weather should address power loss, water and food needs, communication to families and staff shortages and responsibilities, continuation of care and treatment, sheltering in place, evacuation and transportation, as applicable. Facilities with generators should routinely perform maintenance and testing to ensure the equipment functions during a power outage. HHSC issues guidance to providers on updating plans and encourages them to visit the Texas Department of State Health Services Texas Ready website for hurricane preparedness resources, including sample plans, supply checklists, and other information on emergency preparedness. The Atlantic hurricane season, which affects the Texas Gulf Coast, is from June 1 to November 30. Information source: Texas Health and Human Services Commission.